This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 10, written by John Van Scapen. When should we celebrate? From Ezra 3. All the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. My son and daughter-in-law recently celebrated the 100th day of their daughter's life, an important custom in the Korean culture. For many of us, life is full of celebrations. Every year we celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays. We also celebrate important milestones, such as graduating, coming of age, getting a promotion or a pay raise, or breaking ground for a new building project. God's people had returned to their own land after 70 years of exile. They had worked hard to prepare for rebuilding the temple of the Lord. And when they completed the foundation for the new temple, it was time to celebrate. Ezra writes that with praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord. What can you celebrate today? Perhaps you just learned to ride your bicycle. Maybe you received a letter of acceptance into college. Have you just finished eating a delicious meal? God's word says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Why not celebrate as Ezra and the people of God did by shouting out your praises to the Lord? As the Bible also teaches, rejoice in the Lord always. Will you pray with me? Lord, you remind us in your word that because of all that Christ Jesus has done for us, we can give thanks in all circumstances. May our songs of praise and our celebrations be acceptable to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.